Now, Nance, I want to preface this conversation by telling you right here and now, I've been a Heinz man my whole life long. But not long ago, DeGroote and I were at the Spar in Olympia, great old place, and they did not have any Heinz. What they had was this Portland ketchup. And you know what? I think I like it even better than the Heinz. So I tell you about it, and you just say, oh, yeah, you know, it's a thing now, hipster ketchup. And I went, oh, no.
Yeah, and the funniest part is I took a trip down to the Long Beach Peninsula, and I stopped at the Spar in Olympia, where I hadn't been for 20 years, just to see this exciting new ketchup that you were carrying on about. And it's this Portland Ketchup Company ketchup, which I bought months ago at Costco. I brought it home, and my family thought, they didn't love it. They're Heinz people like you. I, on the other hand, am very fond of something called Sir Kensington's ketchup, which is a little dear.
Sir Kensington's ketchup?
Yes. There's a picture of a guy who looks like the guy from the Monopoly board. But seriously, whether you're at a fancy supermarket or you're at a regular old supermarket, if you go look at the ketchup aisle now, you will be amazed.
I did look in the supermarkets, and you're right. There's all these different kinds of fancy ketchups now. Is Heinz afraid?
Well, they are afraid because a long time ago, salsa became the number one condiment in America. On the other hand, name two refrigerators that don't have ketchup in them.
Well, one of those refrigerators would definitely be mine. You don't need to refrigerate ketchup.
Really, you don't?
Absolutely not.
You know what? Let me go get a bottle. Hold on a second.
Okay. Nance will be right back. Ah, there you are.
I'm going to shut up at your face, because right here it says, for best results, refrigerate after opening. It doesn't say you have to. It says, for best results.
Best results?
Yes.
You get results with ketchup?
You do.
But you rub it on your head and it cures baldness?
Absolutely. So, Stein, I also want to point out that on the back of my giant economy size Heinz ketchup, it says spicy Asian style ketchup, and it gives you a recipe. You add stuff to your ketchup, 1/4 cup of sriracha sauce.
I'm glad you brought up sriracha. And of course, we're talking about the rooster sauce, because there's lots of different sriracha sauces. It's a town in Thailand. But what is it about the rooster sauce that makes everybody so crazy for it? It's okay, but it doesn't really seem to have much flavor. It's just hot.
Well, you know what? We could talk about condimentia all day, Stein, because we easily have 20 different kinds of hot sauce. When you suggested that perhaps we need to have a little conversation about ketchup, I decided to make my own. You know that book, Mastering Sauces, I told you about at the end of the year by Susan Voland?
I love it.
She had a honey sweetened ketchup recipe in there that was fairly simple. In, I think, less than half an hour, I made my own ketchup. It was a simple project. It's delicious. Plus, I know exactly what's in that ketchup. So it's fun to make your own condimentia.
You know, I don't really use all that much ketchup. Definitely, it's a must with meatloaf. It's a must on burgers. My cousin Danny used to put it on scrambled eggs. I found that disgusting.
Yeah, I know a lot of people who did that, and I agree. It is disgusting.
And certainly never on a hot dog.
Not in a million years.
Or even then, man. Well, leaders, let's hear about some of your favorite condiments. We can move out of the realm of red and into the yellow, the dark brown.
Like my favorite, ketchup sambal.
Even kind of pale beige, like my favorite fermented tofu condiment. What do you like? Let us know at kplu.org. Just find Food for Thought and let her rip. With that little old ketchup maker,
Nancy Leeson.
I'm Dick.
All 57 varieties.
I'm an interesting bunch of guys. Stein.